This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After several weeks of controversy and large angry street protests, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead. And announcing the decision during a news conference, the embattled Lam conceded the public still had lingering doubts about the government's sincerity or worries whether the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. Lam called the attempts at passing the bill a total failure, but did not say whether the bill is being withdrawn, as protesters have totally demanded. President Trump is cutting off Britain's ambassador to Washington after leaked diplomatic cables revealed the ambassador, Kim Derrick, reported back to London that Mr. Trump was inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration was uniquely dysfunctional. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The cables published yesterday show Kim Derrick calling the administration dysfunctional and inept.
I don't share the ambassador's assessment.
On top of diplomatic fallout, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is worried about the leak itself, saying Derrick has the right to make a frank assessment.
It's very important that our diplomats all over the world continue to be able to do so.
And says there will be consequences for whomever leaked the cables. In the meantime, President Trump fired back at Derrick.
We're not big fans of that man.
Her office says Prime Minister Theresa May has full faith in the ambassador. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67 limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. This is VOA News. A massive continent-wide police operation has netted 24 tons of anabolic steroid powder and 234 arrests across Europe. It also resulted in the closure of 9 underground labs that produce performance-enhancing drugs and the dismantling of 17 organized crime groups. International law enforcement agencies have recently been taking a closer look at the use of performance-enhancing drugs used by athletes. Last year, the U.S. Justice Department charged Russian military intelligence officers in a wide-ranging case that included several, including the Football Federation and FIFA. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said Monday that she's appalled by the conditions in migrant detention centers in the United States. For VOA, Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet calls conditions in these detention camps appalling for both adult and child refugees and migrants, but especially so for the children. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the High Commissioner feels personally stricken by the plight of the children.
She's deeply shocked from all these perspectives at the way that children are being forced to sleep on the floor in overcrowded facilities without access to adequate health care or food. And these are conditions that have been documented by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General itself.
Kevin McAleenan, the acting secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, maintained on Sunday that reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water are unsubstantiated. He said steps are being taken to improve the detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday the Trump administration will take action this week that would let the controversial question about citizenship be added to the 2020 census despite the U.S. Supreme Court ruling against it.
We've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
In efforts to find a legal way to include the question, Mr. Trump has suggested delaying the census, printing an addendum to the census forms, or simply signing an executive order. The Justice Department says that a new legal team will take up the matter. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.